If you read the outdoor magazines or watch outdoor TV, you might have unrealistic expectations. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. I've hosted a lot of outdoor TV shows, some of which have put me in high fence operations for deer and elk. And over the years, a lot of these operations have wealthy clients who fly in aboard their corporate jets, stay and eat in the lap of luxury, and then have a guide get them within 75 yards of their trophy. People reading about that kind of activity or seeing it on TV may set themselves up with the wrong expectation of what you can get in fair chase hunting. I talked with Alex Robinson, editor-in-chief of Outdoor Life magazine.
Deer hunting in America changing, in some ways for the better, and in my opinion, in some ways for the worse. The hunting media covering high fence hunts, you know, high fence, what some folks would call canned deer hunts, as if they were wild. You see this in television, but you also see it in some degree in print media. In the past, Outdoor Life has done this as well, where we take a deer that was photographed behind a fence and played it off as if it were a wild deer that, you know, our readers could actually hunt. And that the same as shooting a buck behind a high fence and saying that it was wild? No, I don't think anyone would argue that. But the issue with it is that, you know, it creates an expectation among the everyday deer hunting audience of what they are going to see in the field. And a lot of that stuff just really isn't realistic. We argued that that needs to change and it needs to start with the media itself, just kind of holding ourselves to a higher standard.
I could not agree more. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.